So here we go. This is episode zero. Welcome to the Multipod, everybody. My name is Ted.
And hi, I'm Sandrine. So Sandrine Gressard, I'm here with Ted as well. And we're going to be sharing with you our what we plan on doing on this show.
Yeah, this is so episode zero is where we kind of introduce what our plans are. This is an exciting time. It's the first podcast by the Putty Tribe. So we consider this an independent podcast for the Putty Tribe community primarily, and independent in the sense that it's driven by members of the community like ourselves, and not kind of stemming from the Putty Tribe business and brand necessarily. They've, of course, given us a lot of support. And the existence of the Putty Tribe, of course, is why we're all here. But we've kind of taken our own initiative to add to that community experience and give people another medium, another platform to experience and enjoy the community. And also, of course, to talk about multi-potentialism. So we kind of have two objectives here. One, again, supporting the community. The second will be to explore and discuss the idea of multi-potentialism, ideas and themes. There's so many interesting questions and topics that we can talk about. We see it all the time on the forum, the questions and the interesting discussions that people start. So that'll give us a lot of inspiration for conversation and things that we can chat about. And in that sense as well, I'm sure we'll have interesting conversations that certainly would impact people beyond our Putty Tribe. So in the broader world, people that are interested in this idea of multi-potentialism and how it fits in with their lifestyles and their interests and so on. So we thank you for joining us here today. And I guess we'll get into why listen and why we think we have something exciting happening here. The Multipod adds another medium to the Putty Tribe, obviously. We're used to just kind of going to the website and the forum and doing it all text-based and directly in our computer. Well, this is another way to experience the group and, of course, to get that information, to learn about others, to listen to their voice, to actually hear people talk and learn about their activities and their background. And, of course, as an audio format, it allows people to experience it in a different time and place, when you're driving or when you're cooking or going for a walk or working out, that kind of thing. We're not used to being able to do that with the Putty Tribe, so it's nice to be able to give us all that that opportunity. Of course, it's intimate. It's something that's right in your ears. It allows it's a different kind of experience again, in that you're really hearing people talk and talking about real issues. So we're connecting ourselves together a lot more.
Yeah, and I think I'd like to add some more to that, because actually it helps tribe members feel encouraged and validated and accountable. One of the things that's really powerful about a community is when you feel that support. And, you know, seeing it on the screen written or seeing threads and communicating through forums is a great, great way to do it, which we've been doing for a while now with the Putty Tribe. But being able to hear stories of, you know, real examples and real life chunks is really going to bring that different dimension. So it's a dedicated podcast for multi-potentialism, and certainly one of the first to be created. I mean, we've done our research. We don't think there's another one out there. But we're not going to go out there and say, yes, we're number one of the first one. But we definitely know that there's no others that we know of out there. And so it's a hub for discussions, for conversations about the concept of multi-potentialism and its lifestyle. So this is where the Multipod can start to expand its reach over time, because we certainly hope it's going to be fun and entertaining. And when we're thinking about, you know, it reaching out farther, one of our ideas is to, you know, bring this Multipod not just to the Putty Tribe and the community, but also out further to other people, since this Multipod will be available on the Apple Store and a whole bunch of other listings of podcasts.
That's right. So if you hear an interesting episode that talks about something, and, you know, and then you're talking to friends, and of course people ask you, well, what are you doing, or what are you involved in, or something these days, maybe it comes back to the Putty Tribe and multi-potentialism. Well, I found this group and it's part of what I do, and you can relate people back to the podcast. You know, you can say, well, yeah, our group has a podcast and they were talking about something a couple of weeks ago you might find interesting. You can skim ahead to the section where they start talking about it. But that's the beauty of podcasting, of course, is that we have that kind of flexibility. It's on demand, and you can listen to it whenever you want. if there's kind of a third subtext to all of this besides the support for the group and the exploration of multipotentialism and all that, it's also us and any of you who want to get involved exploring podcasting as well, because that's kind of what brought us together. We have a core group, which and we'll introduce the others here in a second, who they are. But, you know, we have a core group, and we kind of came together with this out of an interest and curiosity of about podcasting. We're all pretty new to it, so we're kind of finding our feet, finding our voice, and getting all the audio, the technical stuff set up, and learning how it works. So that's exciting, too. We are really fortunate here and blessed that we have this, essentially, a ready-made community to reach out to. Usually when you start a podcast, of course, your listenership is basically zero. And if you give us your time and take that interest in the show, then, you know, we have kind of an audience that's right there that we can already start to interact with and try some interesting things. So, you know, we're taking this seriously, of course. We want to do a serious show. It's going to be a consistent schedule. We have good quality audio. We'll have some music and planning it out and research and so on. But within that scope, we want to try and experiment with some different things and try to find the right format, some interesting sections and themes. So you may hear a lot of variety as we go along, and maybe we'll kind of settle into a groove over time. But it's all part of that experiment with podcasting as we learn the skills and everything to do it. And you kind of come along on the ride along with us. And I guess we'll get into the next part too, which is just even more that this is really open to anybody. Our core group has essentially launched it, but, you know, it's not just about us. It's really about the group. So any of you out there who have any ideas that want to contribute, whether it's behind the scenes or getting on the mic, you're more than welcome to, and it's very easy to do. Let's talk a bit about our setup, because it's easy to call in. We have this website that people can quickly log into and record, which is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, actually, it's a really neat little tool out there that allows us to simply just send in a link invitation to somebody, and all they need is a microphone connected to their computer or their even any kind of online device. And we can do the interview regardless of where they are in the world, as long as they're connected to the internet. So that's a really powerful thing. And hey, while we're at it, I'm going to present our host who's been talking to you since the beginning, and we're talking about Ted Cragg. So Ted, just tell us a bit, you know, who you are and what's brought you to this multi-podding.
Okay, cool. Well, I live in Canada. I live just outside of Ottawa, capital city here. And I've been part of the Putty tribe since May 2017. And I think, like probably most of you, you know, I kind of stumbled upon it and started reading some of the literature and what it was all about. And of course, it really spoke to me. You know, I've been someone who's always had lots of different interests, pursued different passions and skills and so on. And you feel like, well, how do you apply that to your life? And it's hard to choose that one path. And so that's the kind of thing that appealed to me, to find a community of people that basically have the same mindset and lifestyle. I mean, ostensibly, I've worked in tourism over the last 10 or 12 years. I've been a tour director and tour guide all across Canada, a little bit in the States, worked at tourist attractions, which is what I do now. And, you know, it's a fun job. Of course, you can interpret and show people and explain things. And I always love being a tour director because, you know, you're with people on this great trip, maybe the trip of a lifetime, and you get to experience it with them. You get to kind of travel vicariously through them. It's a fun thing to do. And it helps me apply, in a way, lots of different interests. You know, when I'm interested in, say, history or maybe various cultural things or architecture or whatever it is, and you can talk about that as you're doing a tour. So it kind of relates a bit to, I guess, my mentality and so on. So there's that. And then with podcasting, you know, I've kind of stumbled into it over the last couple of years, taking an interest in it and listening to a lot more. And, you know, building up, of course, as we do, to thinking, well, maybe I can do this myself. So it's exciting to finally start. And, you know, this is my first show. I've really not tried anything before, but I bought some equipment. And again, having this opportunity to do this show for all of us is a great way for me to help develop my skills and interests and do that going forward. So that's kind of what brings me into leading the podcast here and getting it started. Sandrine, what about yourself? How did you end up taking an interest in podcasting?
Well, actually, a little fun fact, when I was 13 years old, I was on vacation in a little island in the Caribbean with my parents, and being a multi-potentialite, I didn't know that back then, but I basically was there for 5 weeks, and I don't know if anybody has ever been on an island for 5 weeks, but you kind of get bored really fast, at least if you're a multi-potentialite, because once you've gone to the beach 2 days and 3 days and 4 days, by the fifth day, you're like, okay, great, I know what the beach looks like. Now what can I do with myself? So I ended up talking to people, and they happened to need somebody to run a radio show from 9:30 till noon every day, from Monday to Friday. So I did that. I had my own very own radio show for the four weeks that I was there. And it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I was, you know, at the helm of all these mixing tables, and back then it was all vinyls, and we had like one CD player, and and the rest was tape decks and vinyls and big reels of music, you know. And so I did that for 4 weeks, and I really enjoyed it. And then fast track back to today. Well, I've been a member of the Putty Tribe for about a year and a half. As a true Putty peep, I've been on and off in the tribe and doing my own thing. I do a lot of things. I'm like all of us. I'm a success instigator, so I coach entrepreneurs. I worked in the corporate Canada world for 4 years at Bombardier. Yes, I'm also Canadian, and I live just on the island of Montreal, actually west of the city. Anyway, I just figured, you know what, I really enjoy working with anything that's audio or audiovisual, and I'm sure that there's a lot of subjects we can bring to the community to help other peep. So that's what brought my interest to come and play here in the multi-pod cast world, and to help along.
Cool. So it's not just the two of us. We do have a couple other people so far. I'll talk about Julien. We have Julien de Lopez, who is in the south of France, and he's kind of like me. He's new to podcasting, but taking a real deep interest in it, and he's talking about launching his own shows and business as well around podcasting. So this, same idea, gives him a chance to learn a lot of these skills, perhaps a little more behind the scenes, but we certainly hope to get him on the mic as well. You'll hear about Julien as we go forward, and then there's Michael.
Yeah, and there's Michael Melsey, and so he's really been, so far, his help has also been in the back office quite a lot. He lives in the U.S., and so that's also a very interesting aspect of this this podcast, is that all of the members of the team are all in different places in the world, not just North America. So that brings a nice little cultural tint to it that's very different. Mm-hmm. And then Michael's been helping us very much with, you know, organizing the content and coming up with ideas, and so we also hope to bring him on the mic. And then we're lucky to have Joel Zalofsky from the Putty Tribe helping us along, because Joel's had his own podcast for quite some time, so he's the guy who knows more how to do this, and so he's been really a big help as well. And I'm about to forget our other guy who's really doing some great work with us, and I'll let you present him, Ted.
Yeah, Sanjeev. So we put out a call just barely a week ago for an artwork designer, because, of course, we need a little logo and so on for the show. And Sanjeev Menon responded, who lives in India. And he said, well, I haven't really done much of this before, but I'll give it a shot. And he's done some amazing artwork. It's a really, really neat concept, which you'll see soon. It's kind of a speech bubble with all sorts of interesting little logos and icons inside. And it really sums it up. I mean, this is what we're about. Lots of different ideas and trying to group it all together. So Sanjeev has been a big impact just over the last few days. And, of course, we hope we keep in touch with him as we go forward. He's contributed a few other interesting ideas as well. So that's kind of our core group right now. As I say, this is a group show. It's a community effort, and it's open to anybody. If you're interested in helping us with some research, with content planning, with thinking further ahead to some other episode ideas or themes, if you're interested in audio editing or any of the technical side, anything like that, we can always use perhaps some more music or other any other mediums. If you have an idea, you can get on the mic. It's really not hard. We've got all the setup here. We can show you how to do it. if you wanted to do a little snippet of, say, a couple minutes, introduce yourself and say, this is what I have planned. Maybe you want to do a regular recurring section of the show that's a few minutes long. And hey, if you even want to come on and be a co-host, I mean, again, it's not just about us here. We've kind of taken the initiative, but it's really open to anybody that wants to get involved. So feel free to get in touch. We can talk more about how it all works and what our plans are. And we're going to have lots of exciting stuff going forward.
Yeah, and actually, so that brings us to talk to you about how this show will work, because, you know, we're basically talking about this show, but you're probably wondering, okay, well, when is this going to come on the air? So our anticipated frequency is about once a week, but of course, we're going to see how the topics come in and how our availabilities also work and see if we can maintain that once a week or if it's going to be maybe once every 10 days or anyway, we'll try to keep it as consistent as possible, of course. Anticipated length. Well, you know, sometimes we might make it a 15-minute affair, and sometimes it might be 45 minutes if we have an amazing guest that just is so inspiring that we don't want to cut them short. So we'll keep it somewhere that's, you know, entertaining and fun, and the time, you know, we're multi-potentialites. We can't just stick to one thing, right? So so that's how that's going to work. And then the sections we're going to have, well, I think that also is going to vary up, but I mean, you know, definitely having a guest, Ted, we talked about that, right? Having a guest to talk about their lives.
Yeah, profiling some of the people in the community that could relate back to perhaps a forum discussion or someone who started an interesting topic and perhaps it's kind of expanded and people really take an interest in it. So who's behind that? Well, we can talk to them. You see on the website how there's a profile, the person of the week type thing. We can maybe talk to them or people that are organizing workshops and events, hangouts and so on. So yeah, this is a chance for people to come on and talk about what they're doing and of course a little bit about who they are, because I think we're always interested in our backstories as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we've got a whole lots of ideas, as you can hear, that are really bubbling in our different minds, and we really hope to keep you all entertained and to also allow you to learn stuff as you go along.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll leave it at that. This is episode 0 of the Multipod. Episode 1 will be out soon, and we look forward to talking with you some more.
Indeed. So on that note, have a wonderful day. And if you're living anywhere in Canada right now, well, it's probably snowing.
Yes, I've got to go shovel.